Base Tefillah, topic halacha series. Today we're going to continue part two of the issa of lo yekli gever isha. Lo yibash gever sim nas isha ki toyev as Hashem elokecha kolei seila. Let us just remember the issa we learned last time. The double issa. It's on the man to wear simnas isha. It's on the woman to wear kli gever. Ki toyev as Hashem elokecha kolei seila. We saw machlekes tanoim in Maseches Nozir Nun Tes Amud Aleph, where Tana Kama learns literally a man can't wear women's clothing and a woman can't wear man's clothing, and even that's all right unless they mingle together. It's only the issa is only if the man wants to disguise himself as a woman and walk into the ladies' section. And of course that's toiva, because there'll be the natural boundaries are broken down. Women see a man, they act differently. They think it's one of them. So that's to'eva. Or if a woman disguises herself as a man and intermingle, that's to'eva. But teisha ben anoshim, because there's no natural bound. Naturally, there's a bound that people recognize different genders, and there's a natural separation. That's how Tana Kama learns. Very literally, it means to disguise completely and to intermingle. That's the Toiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Oimer, no, minayin shoyteitze isha beklei zayin amulchama. She can't even wear armory. Talmud Loimer lo yekli geva al isha. It's a man's kli. It's a masculine. Women don't wear weapons. That's the issa roya kli gever. And what's the issa roya ilbash gever simnas isha? Shri taken ish tikune isha. Shouldn't do feminine acts. And the Gemara gives an example: Hamavir Sar Beis HaShechi or Beis HaErva, a man who cuts off his armpits hair or his pubic hair, gets malchus. Lo yibash gever simnas isha. Still looks like a man, but he's doing tikune isha. And this is Paskin Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam Hamalakit Sa'orais Lavanais V'toch HaShchoirais. A person who plucks a white hair out of his black hairs, from his head or from his beard, get malchus from one white hair. He's doing a feminine act. Vinsova Sa'ora Shachor, if he dyes his hair black. Misha Yitzva Sa'ora Achas, when he dyes one hair, one white hair dyes, like hair. Says the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek, the two of them, there's a Kadmoin, and the Tzemach Tzedek from Lubavitch. He's talking about 150 years ago. Big Talmud Chacham. Says the Tzemach Tzedek in Yerodea Simon Tzadik Gimel. Says the same way person who plucks the white out of his beard is called Lo Yilbash Gever Simnas Isha. Why? What's feminine about plucking hair out of your beard? I don't think women have beards. Pshat is you making yourself young. Why would a woman pluck a white hair? She wants to look young. Out of her hair, she wants her hair to be black. So she pluck it out. Whatever, cut it. You know, to look young. Or Hatzeveya, a person dies, one white hair, is chayv. That's a Maisa Isha. Says the Tzemach Tzedek, we're not going to fasten that way, but says the Tzemach Tzedek, therefore a person who shaves, I also used to shave when I was a bachur, a person who shaves because he wants to look young, chayv mishum lo yilbash. I think that's why the babichers, you see, they all have these little beards because their Rebbe, their former Rebbe, holds that is lo yilbash. So what's the difference? What's the difference between if you dye your beard or you cut your beard, the white hairs, because you want to look young? That's called tikkuni isha. So why shouldn't shaving your hair, your beard, also be the same? And don't tell me shaving is not a feminine act. They don't have beards. So it says likewise, they don't dye their beard and they don't pluck their beard, because it's called a maisa. It's called a maisa isha. Tikkuni noshim. Never paskin the tzemach tzedek. It's the issa gomor to shave your beard. Right? Not getting into the whole shaving razor. Besides that. Oh, that's that. Cut, even when it grows, they don't trim it. Okay, that could be a pikaboli nyoni. But this he's saying al talocha. There's like the tzemach tzedek. Sorry.
The first tzemach
tzedek. No, not the kadman. The kadman is maybe a rishon or whatever he is. He's not a babich. He's called the tzemach tzedek hachodosh. That's the Lubavitcher. We're going back. We're going 150 years back. Sorry. What is the kavana?
It's not to look younger. It's not just they look better or whatever. I mean, just like getting the haircut on the top of your head. I mean, it looks better if it's shorter.
Why do people shave?
Sorry.
Why do people shave?
Because socially, I mean, really, probably came from gun. Because socially, at least in our culture, it looks better for some people to be legit. So it's a good sign.
You say it's not because you want to look young. Okay. So it's like the Tzemach Tzedek. Minhag Olam is not that way, right? Most Shir Bokhrim, majority of them cut their hair with a machine, with Sam, whatever they use, but many of them cut their beards, most of them even. So I think I'd like to respond to the Tzemach Tzedek. There's a different hetzer. Based in the Gemara, Avodah Zarah Choftes, says over there, Yisrael Hamistaper Me'akum, having a haircut from a goy was very dangerous, because you could just slaughter your cut your throat. So therefore, Yisrael Mestapim Akum Re'e B'Mare, says over there you'll have to use a mirror. You should use a mirror. What for? What's it going to help? It's Rashi, Lirois. You have a mirror to see if he's cutting your hair in a proper, perfect way. The Sova Akum, the guy will think, came in the copy of the Ochi, since he cares about his looks, Choshuhu. This must be an important, noble Jew. He thinks that this Jew has high connections, because he's obviously in high circles, because he takes a mirror to look at himself as I'm to guide me as I'm giving the haircut. So therefore you'll be afraid to kill him. Mashma, you have to use a mirror. Why not? The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Mem Tes Amud Aleph says the Gemara, in Rayin B'Mara B'Shabbos. On Shabbos you can't use a mirror. What mirror are we talking about? A metal mirror, mara. Same word, mara, mirror. Yeah? English Hebrew. Ask the Gemara, why not? Mipnei ma omru mara shel mateches asura. What's the prohibition on Shabbos to use a metal mirror? Mipnei she'odom osui la'ashir ba nimin hamududolim. You can look at the mirror, see, yes, some bits or some hair or some skin that's dangling off. He'll use the metal mirror to cut it. B'chayef and grazes on Shabbos. Mashma. There's no problem using a mirror. Just on Shabbos. There's a problem, but on a weekday you can use a mirror. Ask Tosfos in Avodah Zorah of Tes and the Ram over there in Avodah Zorah. In Yerushalmi, it's mashma, it's osur for a man to look at the mirror. For what reason? But Yilbash Gever Simlas Isha. It's Tikune Isha. Women have mirrors, they have it in their bags, they go around with it, they have mirror to beautify themselves. That is called Tikune Isha. And therefore, it's also for man to use a mirror. Once a chassid came over to me davening and asked me, is his tefillin in the right place? I said, I gave him my mirror. No, I won't look in there. Just tell me if you want to look. So the shail is, these sugars we saw, when you're having a haircut, you look. On Shabbos, you don't look because chash. You may trim yourself. But on a weekday, you could look in the mirror on Shabbos. How do we resolve this issue? Is the mirror, is it mutar also? There's two ways in the Rishonim to answer this up. And each one are very important for us. Tosfos answers the Gemara in Shabbos that says that you're using the mirror, trying to use the mirror on Shabbos, discussing a female. Even though it says Adam, it means a female. So a female who has no problem with Yilbash, of course. So therefore, on Shabbos, she can't use the metal mirror, she may cut herself. And furthermore, says Tosfos, the Issa to look in the mirror is to make yourself beautiful. But if you're using the mirror to protect yourself, then it's mutter. What does that mean, protect yourself? If you're giving yourself your own haircut, so you want to see what you're cutting. So then it's mutter. Right?
I think that it would go even more that even if you're not trying to protect yourself, but you're giving, assuming it's also a mirror, but if you're trying to give yourself a haircut and you don't use a mirror, you'll almost certainly look ridiculous.
You go what?
It's not a matter of like beautifying and touching. You look ridiculous. It's going to miss part of it. It's going to look ridiculous. So that's not, I think that's far away from saying,
trying to be
too particular,
but
only
go
on that one.
So, room in between. But that's what Tosfos says. And says Tosfos, "Ubeichen libois hu yodea." Hashem knows what's your intention. Is you are using the mirror because you want to make yourself beautiful, or you're using the mirror to protect yourself. That's one mahalach. So it depends on your kavana. Are you there to beautify yourself, or you're there to make it to protect yourself? You don't want the goy to cut you. You don't want the goy to slit your throat. Or you don't harm yourself using your own knife. You may harm yourself. That's the teretz of the Tosfos. But the Ran has a different teretz. And says the Ran, "En achinami." Using a mirror is a feminine act. And that's what it says in Rishonim, it's also. But when we see over here cases that's mutter, it's a feminine act. True, but it's a place where men also do it. It's a place where men also use mirrors. And once men use mirrors, it's not called Yubash, Sima Shisha anymore. The Yubash Sima Shisha only applies if only women do this act. Once men do the act as well, even for Yofi, he's not saying you, they also, the men also want to look nice. Not because they're doing it to protect themselves. No, they're doing it, but it just happens to be the many men who do that. For example, there are poiskim, chassidish poiskim, say that women can't drive. Why can't women drive? But you bash gever, but you shall sing. No, no. Chassidish ones, Rav Vosna. Right? Lo yikli geva al isha. It's kli geva. Ha. Lo yikli geva al isha. That's true. But lemaisa, there are many women who drive. So, became derech noshim. Can't say that only men drive. Could be maybe bus drivers, you could say that. It's very rare to see a woman bus driver. But to drive a car, depends where you are, with society. And I can't even bring back at the time, 50 years ago, it was very strange to see a woman drive a car. You wouldn't see any full woman drive a car. But things change. Made in places where Adraba, in Chutzah especially, where you I have assistants in South Africa. She's in a car for hours a day, just driving the kids to school. There, the kids can't walk in the street. They have to be taken, every kid has to be taken to school and picked up, taken this friend and picked up. She spends hours in the day driving. That's what the mothers are doing. The fathers are, they're working. And the mothers are driving around, picking the kids up, taking them to school and back to school. No, so you're going to say it's a krieg ever? No, because it's derech noshim to drive. Therefore, I'd like to say back to the Tzemach Tzedek, saying it's a derech noshim. But the mice, it became derech hanoshim. Most people shave. Especially in the Western world, most people shave. It's the exception who don't shave. Now, who do we find? How do we know what the derech is? Is it goyim? Is it only by frum yidden? What defines derech? It's not so clear. Rabbi Kuvega, in the beginning of Kuf Bei Beis, brings the drisha that even goyim, even the way goyim act, it also defines derech ish. So for sure, most people do shave, and therefore it became derech anoshim. Even in doing for Yofi. Deodorant. It would, yes. I think it would. I mean, dealing with the smell. But as a prevention, let's take aftershave. Let's take some strong male perfumes. It's a perfume, Mazar. It's called aftershave. It's a perfume. It's that people wear it for this. Why do people have this? They want the smell. It's not the mikre. The main purpose is the smell. You can smell it for half a mile away. They want, that's what they want. It's a perfume. It's a perfume for men. It's called aftershave. But it's a perfume called Dovor. Am I mistaken? It's a perfume. It's called aftershave. It's a perfume. Okay? So I said the same thing. And a chinam is for yoifi. But this is derech anoshim. But even though chaverim shouldn't do it, chaver shouldn't, says in the Gemara, a chaver shouldn't go out with a smell in the streets. Depends what type. Okay, right. Right. So what you're saying?
So you're asking,
is this Luyibash? That's your question?
Maybe, I'm just saying, that would probably fall in the category of it depends on the men in that society where. But if they do, then there's something wrong.
Right? I think the same thing?
Whereas maybe 100 years ago they didn't wear it.
Right.
And then there would be a problem.
Right? Right? Yes? What's the main reason they wear it? Okay. I'm just assuming that people are on for just for the smell. Okay, I don't have experience with. I thought the main purpose is the smell. They want to smell good. But why is it? Why does it have such a strong smell? What for? So, what's the ikar?
Person has smell bad. The negative doesn't. I believe. Person has a bad smell. So he wants to get rid of the bad.
But what the aftershave? It smells so strongly. What's the? What's the ikar? What's the tofel over there? When they go out, they shave in the morning. And they go out for wedding at night. They don't put it back on. Anyway, so if the ma'ase of the gro, the Moshe Sternberg brings the gro. He's not happy with this run. The gro seems to understand what tikkun isha doesn't help if men do it as well. I mean, what would happen if all men in the world decide to wear dresses? Because they want to be Isha.
That's fundamental. It's a difference. Right. If men are doing something because that's just what men do, and that's considered acceptable. If men are doing something in order to be like women, that's very different. So
the Gemara's learning to be look beautiful is derech noshim. So if men are trying to look beautiful, so that it doesn't help. That's what the Gemara learns. It doesn't help that men do it. It's called the ma'aseh noshim. It's not right. You have to be me.
But said
that was his way of dress. When he comes to he has to be chumia mokoyim shalach l'shom. Huh? He grew up in a lot, so he can. You have to dress appropriately.
What about wearing a kilt, a Jew in Scotland, among people that wear things in the farms in the country where they for holidays, that has been that part. The Jew does it.
Yeah.
It's not for women,
but it's men's. What do women do in Scotland, you know?
No, say out in the farms for holiday, so they like when they play their music for the holiday, they wear kilts. It's like
traditional.
But when a Jew does that,
so again, according to the Ikra Din, like the Ran, is Derech Anoshim. In that place, Derech Anoshim, Seder. But the Gros, the Derech Anoshim over there, Seder. The Gros, he doesn't like that Ran. It's passed in Shulchan Aruch and Tim Kufun Vav, like the Ran. That is Derech Anoshim, Seder. But the Gros doesn't seem to agree. He heard that anything that beautifies you is Ma'is Anoshim. It doesn't help. The only head if you're not trying to beautify yourself. So it could be if it helps you for your image in business, wherever. So that is a different story. That's like you're not wearing to look beautiful. You're wearing to for your image, and people buy from you, and people shouldn't. people feel comfortable with you, then you're doing it not to shem yipui. So you're asking that's a very good question, and therefore I want to go. You just guided me to the next point, a shaila of the Levushei Mordechai. Levushei Mordechai. You know, there, Simon Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf was asked. Someone has red spots, and he wants to take medicine. Or he wants to put some ointment that will take off these red spots he has. Is this an issur of Reyu Bashgeva Simnas Isha? Why is it different than his white hair? Same thing. So he brings the Gemara on Shabbos. He asks the Shaila. On one hand, we see that taking out white hairs from your black beard and speech of veya is Issa Deraisa. Get Malchus. On the other hand.
Where's the
spot? Or his head, whatever. Okay? He has red spots. Whatever it is. It's a. Mind of Kimina. On his face.
Hair on your beard, it's part of you. Why would there even be a question of trying to remove?
He wants to look nice. He has these big red spots all over himself. He wants to look nice.
But this is a part of life. The spots on the face are
amazing. Mordechai. Oh, you're saying Gavaldi. Very good. He quotes it. He asks a steer up to the sugyas. We see that lo yilbash applied to dyeing your hair and plucking your hair, even one white hair. But there's a sugya in Shabbos. Shabbos Nun on the base it says, Ameu mazutra ravashi were sitting together and they were served barda. Barda is something we made out of oil. It's something that removes hair. It makes the skin shine. And Rav Ashi, Amema Rav Ashi, they used the barda to wash themselves. Mazutra wouldn't. So they asked him, why are you using barda? Because it's Shabbos. You don't have to use barda on Shabbos. He said, no, it's us even on Chol. It's even on Chol, you can't use this barda. Because he quotes the Braisa. Megara Adam Gildei Tzoyo. The Gildei Makos HaPsori. The person has a crust. He has pieces, you can peel them off. Mishum tsaroi. If they bother you, you can scrape them off. No, on a weekday. V'im b'shvili yapois, also. If it's the looks, you don't like having these crusts on your hand, just the looks, and you scrape them off, it's also. Because lo yubash geva simnas isha. So he told him, I can't use this barda. This barda takes off my hairs, the chvesin shvos. I can't, it's making my skin beautiful. I can't use barda. The Apois. And who do they hold like? So why were they? These Amemar was using it. They hold Kodat Tanya Roichetz Adam Ponav Yodav Raglav B'chol Yoyim Pshul Kainoi. Person should wash himself every day. Lichvoid Hakadosh Baruch Hu Shneimar Kol Poyel Hashem LeManeu. Says Rashi, Ki B'tzelem Roichim Osas Adam. When people see beautiful people, they say, Baruch Shekach Alei Bo'olamai. It looks so handsome. So therefore, we need to look good, because it's Kvod Hashem, we're all Tzelem Elokim. If we look bad, it's Mashan Abriyos. And it's Paschal in the Magen Avraham, and Simin Daled, the Rambam, Hilchos Tefillah. You're supposed to wash yourself when you get up in the morning. Kvod Kainoi. So ask the Levushei Mordechai, Maishno, to look good, it's a mitzvah. You can scrape. They you can use the barda to look good. Chvoid kainoi. You should wash yourself. Chvoid kainoi. Why is it plucking white hairs on my beard? I also want to look good. Why is that also the raisa? Says the Moshe Mordechai, because having crusts on your skin is not normal. It's abnormal. So you want to look good. You want to look normal. But white hair is derech olam. Derech olam, you change from black to white. So you're trying to fight that. You're trying to change the derech olam. That's tikune isha.
What
did
the goyim do it?
Okay, that's what we're discussing, right? And so likewise, these spots, these red spots. What if goyim? If they dyed a beard. So likewise, the red spots.
So therefore, being that it's common, people want to look young, but for many reasons.
So that we spoke before about the anoshim. If anoshim also want to look nice. But except for the red spots, it's abnormal.
You have to fit into society so that they don't make it normal, is that what he's saying?
Who said what? Reasons. The question is, in the Western world, there would be maybe five reasons why people would want to dye their hair. They dye their gray hair, not
long. That could be heter.
So that will ever be a heter for a Jewish person to do it.
Yeah, if that's the way of people. Says the Bushi Mordechai, so red spots, get rid of red spots, it's abnormal, it's a moon. You could use the sun. Because you otherwise it's quite. But to dye your hair, you're trying to change what's supposed to be, you're supposed to turn white. So therefore that's why that's the issue of tikkun rashi. Okay, one last point. So what comes out? So we have by shaving, so in the Tzemach Tzedek says it's also because it's derech noshim, but the minagoy is not that way. It's derech anoshim. It is the way of people to shave their hair. One last point that will finish. A person goes to the koisel, so he takes a shirt. That's kriya. What's the kriya in the koisel?
How are you answering this question?
So a person goes to the koisel. He does kriya on his shirt. He wants to fulfill his mitzvah. And his wife also went with. So he wants to give the shirt. This is an old shirt he takes with. He wears the shirt, does kriya, kadin, and wants to give it to his wife. His wife should wear the shirt, and she'll do kriya as well. So says of Chesna, he says, I used to think that this is also la'il bash. It's a male shirt. And she can't wear a male shirt. Then he says, I saw in the name of Yoshiv, Yoshiv Tain of the following. A ripped shirt, no one wears. No man wears a ripped shirt. It became an ois beged ish. No longer is it a beged ish anymore. Because no one wears such a beged. So now she can wear it. After he ripped the shirt, she can wear it as well. I'd just like to sign it back. Is it called a beged anymore? If it's not Begadish, maybe it's not called Begadish either. You have to create your Begadim. Still called a Begad. It's a Begad, because she can wear it and do Kriya. Shakoyach, have a good Shabbos.